it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, dart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, erase
it. I've got to apologize. Just to start, we've had way too much mana potion. Things are way crazy in here. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm conflicted. I'm going to be serious for a minute. I am morally and ethically in a quandary. We've been spending a lot of time on That Computer Show, your source for the latest in gaming and technology news, talking about the iPhone, iPad, and other products, and really giving them a hard time, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is Chris.
We haven't done that part yet. We're getting there.
Oh, okay.
Are we being unfair? Maybe. Do I care? Yes, I really do.
I don't.
I don't care.
I don't care.
But it seems that with each week...
We beat you to it.
We just Kanye'd Kyle. With each week, Apple does something to make them seem even more douchier.
I don't care.
I don't care. Okay, so this is Steven.
And this is Chris.
And you're listening to That Computer Show, episode 141. Leviticus, say hi.
Hi.
Hi. On today's Fair and Balanced episode, we're going to talk a bit about BP finally possibly not screwing up the oceans much more, maybe, and how it may actually already have destroyed the Earth.
Have you seen the pictures?
I don't care. No, I do care, actually. I haven't seen
them. They're sad.
We're also going to tell you, all eager iPhone 4 users, how to fix the problem that's apparently not really a problem.
All smartphones have issues.
Have you seen the iHand?
No.
Is it an extra hand, just like a rubber hand you use to carry your iPhone around with?
One of the best things you can buy on Amazon.com right now, uranium. I'm so
what?
Getting to, yeah. And farewell to the Old Spice commercials. Live on forever in the YouTubes. Wow. Okay, with all that and more on today's manly smelling episode of Old Spice. No, that computer show.
Okay.
So, all right. You want to tone down that music there, Leviticus? Because we've got a show to do, brother. It is an iHand. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Where do I want to start? Let's see. Let's get the Apple hating out of the way.
Well, that's going to take up the majority
of the show. Okay. Here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen.
We got some Motorola hating to do, too.
Oh, good, yeah. Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah, the Droid X. Okay, so you're all familiar with the iPhone 4.
I don't care.
So
look at the different ethnicities.
You can actually get it in green. Who's green?
Orcs.
Orcs are green.
You can it's get Kermit.
Hi ho, Kermit the Frog here. Wow, it's got an Apple logo on it. So we reported on the iPhone 4, the problem with if you hold it like a phone, the signal goes to the deadness.
Yes. Apparently, there's been over the past weekend, there were several stories. You know, the Consumer Reports, Bloomberg, you know, Wall Street Journal,
Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, like on the back of several cereal boxes. It's been everywhere that the iPhone 4 is a piece of
Consumer Reports. Actually, said we cannot recommend this phone.
Yeah,
because it sucks.
It's got a do not buy from Consumer Reports. That's pretty damning for your phone. It's like, don't buy it.
Yeah.
So, Apple, you know, does what it normally does, and everybody else is full of crap.
Yeah, they're
our
full
phone
of
is fine.
Believe
as
us,
long
we're
as you
Apple.
Hold it like this.
If you hold it with a gangsta lean, thug style.
Well, it got so bad that a senator actually said you need to do something about this when the government gets involved.
Yeah.
So apparently, Apple, you know, with tail between its legs, they're going to give away free cases, little bumpers.
Okay, we will send you a free case. We can't make enough bumpers. We will offer a choice of cases, and you can apply on the Apple website starting next week. But then in this big press conference that old Steve Turtleneck had, he said that we're acknowledging that this is an issue, but it's not really a problem. All phones have problems.
All smartphones have issues.
Well, yeah, okay, technically, yeah. I mean, I have issues with my Samsung Moment, but I can hold it however I want.
Some of which are inappropriate.
Yeah. But if I wanted to hold it between my butt cheeks with a Bluetooth headset on, I might get crappy reception. Get it? So, but the purpose... did you hear that they are deleting mentions of the Consumer Reports?
No.
Yeah. Apple deleting mentions of Consumer Reports iPhone 4 piece on their forums. This is coming to me from Engadget. Apple has somehow managed to perfect the art of selective disremembrance across a wide population. Here's a refresher. Consumer Reports has thrown down the gauntlet, stating that it can't recommend the iPhone 4 until the antenna issues are fixed, issues that its labs and Engadgets have verified. Apple is not happy about that, and they have taken to deleting threads about the Consumer Reports article from its support forums. Why are you aiming your microphone at me, sir?
Pew, pew, pew.
I made him drink Mana Potion. I created this. But, okay. That's censorship, actually.
I guess, yeah.
I mean, wow. Apple, Steve, new turtleneck, fix your phone.
I love the quote that the selective quote from Slashdot here. Steve Jobs' conclusion was, "So we've worked the last 22 days on trying to solve the problem, and we think we've gotten to the heart of the problem. So the heart of the problem is smartphones have issues."
Steve also claims that only 0.55% of people who bought the iPhone 4 have called into AppleCare to complain about the antenna, and the phone has a 1.7 return rate at AT&T compared to 6% with the 3GS.
Did you hear how upset RIM is over this whole thing? Because during this press release, they said that, you know, they tested their phone against the BlackBerry, and they tested their phone against a couple other phones. Well, the guys at RIM, the people who make the BlackBerry, mm-hmm. were not happy.
Well,
their statement basically says that Apple's attempt to draw RIM into Apple's self-made debacle is unacceptable. There's nothing wrong with RIM phones.
Yeah, it's kind of like mentioning your competition while you're... I mean, basically, that's exactly what they do. They're talking about the competition in the same sentence that their products are being dogged, hoping that they can spread the perception that these phones are messed up, too.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like BlackBerries. Not a big fan of the phone. And I think that the OS is junky. And
yeah, I don't like
crappy phones. That's my personal opinion. As a phone,
but
to make a telephone device and to transmit emails, it does what it's supposed to do very, very well.
Right.
It never has, you know...
Let it suck on its own merit.
Yeah. Well, Nokia is also really upset because, you know, they make great phones. They've been making great phones for a long, long time, none of which have serious signal issues. And Nokia even went to say that they prioritize an antenna performance even over physical design, which we all know Apple would never do. Mm. And Apple's like, make it look really, really pretty. Okay, now make it into an electronic device. You know, make it function. Wow. So.
That's crazy. Okay, so we're going to switch gears for a minute because the thing is, I don't dislike Macs, but I'm really starting to.
I mean, the Mac as a platform is okay. I just don't like Apple as a company anymore.
Yeah,
some of their products are okay, but the whole, you know, we make, you know, the whole iPhone thing has just gotten out of hand. So,
I'm reading from Forbes.
It's just proof that they can come up with they can put a crappy product out on the market.
People are going to buy it.
People will still buy it. Twice in a row, the iPad, piece of junk. People bought it. Mm-hmm. iPhone 4, piece of junk. People bought it. Mm-hmm. So.
I've got a product review later for an Android tablet, actually, that is unfortunately a piece of junk. But it's not Android's fault.
Well, it's not a piece of junk when it's used for what it's supposed to be used for.
Actually, it is. I played with it. We'll talk about I'm talking about the Pan Digital Novel, and we'll talk about that second segment.
Well, this shouldn't have put a processor in it that was like
it's
slower
too,
than my watch.
Yeah, yeah. Actually have to wind your...
You have to wind it up, and then... Yeah.
But I'm reading, this is completely unrelated to anything we've talked about, on Forbes.com, and let me send you a link here, Crisco. Millions of home routers vulnerable to web attack.
I sent that link to you.
Oh, okay, we'll see. I just sent it back to you. We've created a loop.
Okay.
The upcoming Black Hat Security Conference in Vegas offers an annual parade of security researchers revealing new ways to break various elements of the internet.
Great.
Few of the talks of blah, 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 blah. How to hack millions of routers. Basically... a security consultancy firm called, Seismic? They plan to release a software tool at the conference that he says could be used on about half of the existing models of home routers, including Linksys, Dell, Verizon, Fios, or DSL routers. They can be tricked into visiting a page that an attacker has set up with an exploit that can hijack their router or redirect their web browsing.
Now, the router is that booger that you plug in between your cable modem or DSL modem and your computer. Hopefully you have one.
Yeah, a lot of people use it to add wireless functionality. It It lets you hook up multiple computers.
Yeah. And it's very important. You need it. And it provides some level of security, some level of a firewall between your computers and the internet. And this type of exploit is pretty big news, because if they have control of your router, they have control of what your computer basically sees as the internet. Anything from, you remember reading that story a while back ago about a guy whose neighbor kept stealing his wireless? So what he did was he wrote
flipped everything upside down,
wrote a piece of code and put into his router that any non of his computers, if they picked up the signal, the internet would be rendered in a different way. And one of those ways was everything would be upside down or everything would be blurry, just messing with those people. Well, that level of control is what this particular vulnerability can do, except that I'm pretty sure hackers aren't going to want to turn your internet upside down. They're going to probably try and make you go to a page that looks exactly like the Bank of America page,
right,
and convince your computer that you are there, and then get your Bank of America number and your
login. World of Warcraft account number.
That's, yeah.
Whatever. I'm looking at the list.
That's even worse.
The link says WRT54G, which is one of the most popular routers on the planet. It's a great router. It's been around for years. Almost every version of it's on this list. The list is huge, actually. Wow. And not even the Firefox NoScript plugin will prevent it. It's because it takes place outside of your computer. Your computer just it has no clue. Wow. Crazy. Okay, so what else do you want to talk about now that we've scared the world?
Yeah, so now I'm going to build my own router.
Okay, now we've talked about the Old Spice commercials. We actually spent a good 30 minutes today watching the Old Spice commercials. We've talked about them on the show before. They're genius. They're insane. They're
very,
like,
very effective marketing.
Yeah. Double sun power.
Power!
Abdominals. Like, they're weird commercials, but one of the most popular...
Sorry about that.
One of the funniest sets of commercials are the I'm a Man. You know, look at your man. Now look at me. You smell like me, blah, blah, blah. These commercials are awesome. And the dude, like, his arrogance, and he's, like, making a kitchen and making a cake, and he's got diamonds and two tickets to that thing you love. And they're really funny. Well, they just posted the last commercial in this series online. And you can go to YouTube and watch them. But these commercials are going to be around for so long. They're genius. Now, I don't know. I am eagerly awaiting the next really weird, wild, wacky commercial in this series, because it's just advertising genius. Even colleges have taken to using these. You saw the library thing, right? Was it Brigham Young University?
Yeah, it was a great little ad until I realized, you're right, that it's Brigham Young, and I don't know, that just kind
of... Yeah, but personal politics aside, the commercial...
It was great.
Yeah, I mean, you should watch it if for no other reason than just go to... I don't know what you search for in a library. I don't know. But it's one of the first, like, commercials that comes up when you YouTube the thing. It's funny. It makes me laugh. Okay. So, Chris, give me some news. Give me something.
Here, check this out. This is something I found on the internet that I thought might be newsworthy. In other news,
what am I looking at?
You've heard about the Droid X, right?
Yes.
Like, it's called a photo bomb.
There's a...
I'm just messing with you. So we've talked about, you know, the Droid X and some of these upcoming Android phones. And the phone looks really great, except for the fact that
that dude's got wood. You just...
I did that on purpose.
She's naked, just riding a horse. Can we...
Task. We're doing a show.
Darth Vader's behind the church.
Okay, so I found out this morning that the Droid X has... just got cayenne right there. We'll talk about it when we get back.
We're gonna post this on the interwebs. We're gonna do this to our listeners. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I got a link for you to check out. Okay, that's it for the first segment of That Computer Show. When we return, we're gonna tell you about Russian spies working at Microsoft. Maybe this is why Vista sucks so bad. The Arrested Development movie is definitely happening. And Google is not taking over the entire world. They are being blocked in a ton of places. We're going to talk about that. And a 30-foot-tall Optimus Prime made out of garbage. You're listening to That Computer Show at www.thatcomputershow.net. Stay tuned. Segment 2 will start in mere minutes.
And I promise to talk about the Droid X.
Oh, yes, Droid X. Yes, yes, yes.
Kitchen sink
quicker than a wink.
Can he clean a window sash
faster than a flash?
Can he clean a dirty mirror?
He'll make it bright and clearer.
Can he clean a diamond ring?
Mr. Clean cleans anything.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Have you heard about Valpak.com? It's the online version of the famous Valpak Blue Envelope with even more great offers. At Valpak.com, you could find savings for your home, coupons for eating out,
table for two,
or maybe even discounts on gardening services. Every day is different. Sometimes Valpak.com has savings on long-distance service. Other times, you might find discounts on long-distance travel. To discover today's savings for yourself, just log on to www.valpak.com. Enter your zip code and start browsing our online coupons. Depending on when you visit Valpak.com, you might find savings on pet care, car care, or even hair care. You could come across a coupon for martial arts or save on CDs from the top of the charts. At Valpak.com, you're in control. Just click the coupons that interest you and print them out any day, anytime. So, how does that sound? Valpak.com. There are more savings online for you.
From San Francisco comes...
Rice, a-roni, the San Francisco treat. Rice, a-roni, the flavor can't be beat. One pan, no boiling, cooking ease.
A flavor that is sure to please.
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat.
Rice-a-roni, the delicious break from potatoes, now in six fabulous flavors.
One pan, no boiling, cooking ease.
A flavor that is sure to please.
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat.
It's the Onion Radio News. A crazy man announces plans to stand in a doorway and yell at cars. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Dennis Fife, an Alhambra, California crazy man, held a press conference today to announce his intention to stand in the doorway of the office building at 2600 Kenilworth Avenue and yell at cars all day.
At approximately 9:30 a.m. on the day in question, shortly after I finish lunging at dogs, I will proceed to the front steps of the Simmons building and yell loudly for 9 hours. The screaming will be broken by a 15-minute fit of rigid catatonia, most likely in the late afternoon.
Among the topics Fife plans to address during his 9-hour rant, the Ace of Diamonds, bookshelves, the man trying to kill him, plastic bags in trees, Trapper John M.D., and papers, papers everywhere. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it.
And we are back with more That Computer Show. You're listening to us live from thatcomputershow.net as we broadcast from the Blue Room at That Computer Store. Okay. We're going to talk about the Droid X, but before we do that, I've got to read something I just stumbled upon, not literally stumbled upon, but I'm looking at this from MobileCrunch.com. Steve Wozniak comments on the iPhone 4 issue. I cannot verify that this is truly a quote. I'm just going to preface by saying I just saw this. I don't know if it's true or not.
But it's on the interwebs.
It's on the interwebs, so it has to be true. Okay. Hank Van Ness had the opportunity to chat with Wozniak after he had some issues ordering blah, 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 blah. Okay. Quote, the first time I tried, I was able to duplicate the problem. My wife was driving me to the airport, and as soon as I got a short distance from my home and no longer on Wi-Fi, I tried it by accessing a webpage using Safari on my iPhone 4 and observing the progress bar. As the bar started to proceed, I lightly touched a couple of fingers to the trouble area, and the progress bar froze. When I lifted my fingers, the progress bar continued its rapid progress. Putting my fingers back down halted the progress bar again. Lifting my fingers another time allowed the webpage to finish loading. So,
why was he doing that to his phone? That's kind of weird. Just touching his phone.
He was touching it in an inappropriate manner, according to Steve Jobs. But he was testing the issue as it was being reported. So what would you do? Quote, and he joked that before the workaround was to simply have two iPhones. But, quote, if you can afford it, my mic just freaked out on me. What's that all about? If you can afford it, carry a second Verizon phone. What's going on? All right, there you go. Okay. If you can afford it, carry a second Verizon phone for backup. Another option is to carry a Verizon MiFi and relay on Skype on your iPhone.
Or just carry a Android phone.
I have used this MiFi technique to rescue my own and others' iPhones on occasion. If you buy a Verizon Palm Pre, you get free MiFi on it. So that's a possibility. That is possibly the best compromise solution, to carry a Verizon Palm Pre along with your AT&T iPhone 4. Now, this is from one of the founders of Apple.
Yep, Woz.
Good old Woz. Wow. Sorry about those technical difficulties. It was kind of wigged me out there.
What we get for running the show off an iPhone 4.
Yeah! Kyle, you should not have picked it up by that corner. Okay, now, tell me about the Droid X, because it's awesome, right?
Yeah, actually, you know, it's a great phone, except for if you do anything to it, it will self-destruct. Just like in the Mission Impossible, your phone, if you choose to accept it, is to make a phone call, and then this phone is going to self-destruct.
What do you mean it'll self-destruct? I don't get it.
One of the cool things about Android phones is how customizable they are.
Right.
We can go online and download different ROMs, or the whole operating system and how it's configured for our phones, and put it on our phones, basically hacking our phones.
Now, it's kind of a gray area. A lot of phone manufacturers and
they don't really like it.
Yeah, they don't. Not too keen on it.
The way the operating system works, it makes it pretty easy to do. And to be honest with you, most of the carriers and most of the manufacturers really don't care, except for the fact that it voids your warranty. They're like, yeah, your phone, you mess it up, you're on your own. Well, Motorola, I'm still scratching my head why they would want to do this. If you try to put any non-approved, non-signed, non-Motorola, non-what-we-want on our phone right now software, it will blow up.
Wait.
Well, it won't actually explode. Nokia phones did that. It was a... there's something they call an eFuse, a little chip inside that detects whether you've played around with the bootloader, and if you have, it will brick the phone. And the only way to get the phone back is to send it back to Motorola. So
if you try and root your phone, they will intentionally...
Yes, and what this means is, for most of the really good phones out there, there are customized ROMs where they take out all the Verizon junk or the AT&T junk off of phones and make it run faster and smoother and put in different UIs. Well, the developers that do that need phones that work and they can program and reprogram over and over and over to try and get their ROM perfect. Well, that would mean blowing up, you know,
wow,
a dozen or so Droid X's just to try and get their ROM.
Right, Motorola's response, quote, in reference specifically to eFuse, the technology is not loaded with the purpose of preventing a consumer device from functioning, but rather ensuring for the user that the device only runs on updated and tested versions of the software. If a device attempts to boot with unapproved software, it will go into recovery mode and can reboot once approved software is reinstalled. Checking for a valid software configuration is a common practice within the industry to protect the user against potential malicious software threats. In other words, if you screw with it, we're going to blow it up.
Yeah. But we encoded it, coded it with not enough lawyerese that
you can't understand it.
Exactly.
That's pretty Machiavellian.
So several websites have actually put this phone on the do not buy list on principle alone.
Yeah.
So It's not. I mean, if you are never going to play around with your phone and change the ROM or anything like that, or root your phone, you could still buy it. You could probably still use it, but I wouldn't buy it just on principle alone. I don't like that idea. So,
I'm looking at a story about Google versus the world. They're being blocked in. They're either being sued or blocked in 79 places worldwide right now.
Interesting.
Some of them are in the United States. Many of them.
Really?
Actually. Yeah. Let me give you this link.
Yeah, in the United States.
Yeah, a guy in Florida is suing them because. Let me read this. A rare coin salesman in Florida is suing Google for listing his home address as his business address, putting his coins and family at risk.
I don't understand why that's a problem.
I guess he's worried about people are going to break into his house and eat his children.
Well, because at some point he had to list his address. It's in the phone book. People know where he is.
Well, you know what's in? Well,
put
yeah,
them
maybe.
In a safe.
It's just
put your coins in a bank. If they're that valuable, they shouldn't be at your home.
I guess people have to look at them. It would, yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. But there's a whole list. This map, there's a whole bunch of them. Yeah. In other news, Chris,
I'll look at that.
I want you to look at this packaging right here and tell me what it says to you. Hold on. It's going to tell you that you're hungry. I like zombies. I like to kill zombies. I like to shoot them dead.
I think my most favorite weapon of all time against zombies is the auto shotgun.
I thought you were going to say the chainsaw. I've been doing a chainsaw impression all day.
That's my all-time favorite weapon to use in Doom against zombies.
Mm.
You remember the original zombie game?
Yeah.
Was, well, Wolfenstein, because those things were like Nazi zombies.
Nazi zombies, yeah.
Purple things growing out of their chests.
Yeah, that's gross.
That was cool. Are you kidding me?
Okay, we have at that computer store.
Is it really green?
Yeah, it's green and slimy.
Meat is dead.
It's beef jerky, mutagen-free. It's teriyaki. It's Harco's Labs. Our friends at Harco's Labs love these guys.
Guys are so awesome.
We've got the nuclear powders, which we have the two new flavors. We have strontium strawberry and barium black cherry nuclear energy powders.
And they are awesome. You can ask Eric. He mixes them with...
everything.
He mixes them with everything.
He likes to mix black cherry with Mexi-Coke.
And he says it tastes just like... A cherry Coke icy.
Yeah.
Not icy. Yes, icy.
Yeah, icy.
Almost said slush puppy, but that's a whole different category of fun.
Yeah. Oh, love those. So we've got the zombie blood. We've got the mana potions, which, frankly, love them. We're on them right now.
Yeah.
You can't tell. So their new product, zombie jerky.
Zombie jerky.
The first slimy green beef jerky packaged in a bright orange biohazard specimen bag. Slimy green chunks of dried meat. I just want to throw. God, I want to eat some of this. It's about $5 per 1.25 ounce bag. So it's actually about it's what, you know, beef jerky costs. But this is made from real zombies, people. But it's been decontaminated, so it is safe. Keep at room temperature.
I love that the bottom of the package has "for testing only." And it's like sharpied out and then says "for eating."
Yeah. This is good stuff, man. I cannot wait to get this in. I am so...
What does it taste like?
I think it's teriyaki. I don't know. I want to know what it tastes like. We haven't gotten ours in yet.
I love the comments on this particular website. It's people!
Soylent Green.
That's great.
Yeah. Wow. I want... I can has... So we'll get some of this in. Yeah, good stuff. Okay, I got some game news. Well, what else want to talk about? Oh, Arrested Development. You've seen Arrested Development, right, Chris?
I've seen every episode. I had to go and get them on DVD.
Arrested Development, it's just a great show.
I still can't understand why Fox canceled this show. It is probably one of the funniest shows on television.
I believe that it was too highbrow for the average Cro-Magnon. Because you know, they originally said that Frasier, they weren't going to put Frasier on because most of the jokes were 8th grade level or above. It was very highbrow, intellectual humor. If you've ever watched Frasier, the show's genius.
Well, Futurama stayed on for quite a while, and thank goodness it's back.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's like ultra highbrow, like super highbrow.
Yeah.
Of course, it's also mixed in with potty jokes.
Yeah, there's some really good potty. But, like, Arrested Development, it's pretty intelligent humor. But the show is so popular. So they're apparently going to do an Arrested Development movie. I don't know what the movie would be. I don't know. Everyone from the original series has agreed to return for the movie. And but they're going to, instead of making fun of Bush, they're going to make fun of Obama. And that's,
I think,
really
canceling it was a big mistake.
A big mistake.
A big mistake.
Yeah. Good show, though.
It was a great show.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. What was the mommy's boy or whatever? That's just so much. Liza Minnelli. Really? That show.
I'm sorry. It's just,
I'm a big fan of Amazon.com, Chris.
There are so many jokes I can't say.
I know, you really, and that's why it came off the air, probably. I really like Amazon.com. You know, I'm reading the Percy Jackson books on my Amazon Kindle ebook reader.
I have the Amazon MP3 store on my phone. I can buy MP3s right from my phone.
It's great.
People ask me, you don't download phones? I mean, download MP3s? No, not illegally, no, because I can just press this button. Ooh, that's a cool song. Got it. It's mine.
Booyah. All right, Kyle, I'm going to give you this link.
What else can you buy? You can buy
All kinds of stuff.
Cars, you can buy.
Well, one of the cool things
rides
about
in Russia.
Amazon.com is they actually are a clearinghouse for other e-commerce vendors.
Okay.
You can list your products on Amazon's website, use their engine to sell it. That's like a fulfillment service. Mm-hmm. It's basically like renting shelf space at Target.
Okay, cool.
Which incidentally now sells the Kindle.
What happens if you have some products that are really difficult to sell? I don't know, some that are even difficult to hold. Unless your hands are having to be coated in lead.
Educational Science Supplies Finder. Yeah. You can buy uranium ore from Amazon.com. Now, what's really funny, what's really messed up, is when I announced this into the store earlier, the response wasn't, oh my God, you can buy uranium ore, you can buy radioactive material on Amazon.com. No, it was,
how much?
How much would it cost? You jackasses, come on! It's uranium! It's only $30. Wow. Now, I don't think there's a lot of it. It's 205, I don't know what that is. Product features. We are always in compliance with Section 13 from Part 40 of the NRC Nuclear Registry Commission Rules and Regulations and Postal Service Regulations specified in 49 CFR 173.421 for activity limits of low-level radioactive materials. Item will be shipped in accordance with Postal Service activity limits specified in Publication 52. I don't know what any of that means.
Do not eat.
What's funny is...
It'll be shipped in those little white packets that say, do not eat.
Under frequently bought together... This item, uranium ore, a 2 megahertz USB PC function generator, I don't know what that is, and a crystal skull collectible figurine statue sculpture. I don't know. I don't know what's
USB
going on.
USB-powered nuclear bombs.
Yeah. Radioactive sample of uranium ore, useful for testing Geiger counters, license-exempt. Uranium ore samples vary.
Or making soda glow. No, all you need for that is a mana potion.
Dude. That's heavy metal.
So, we talked a while ago about the gun in Portal, or the beam in Portal. What was it called? The thermal
discouragement
beam. U.S. Army heat ray gun in Afghanistan.
What?
The U.S. Army has their own active denial system.
Send me this.
Or basically a thermal discouragement beam. Let me send this to you.
Yeah, I gotta see this.
It is basically a microwave
oven
ray. That it hurts.
It hurts? Really?
Yeah.
I got a funny story for you.
You point it at somebody. It's a ray mounted on top of a Jeep, and you point it at people, and it hurts. It doesn't do like physical damage. It doesn't burn your skin. It just hurts.
Funny story, real quick, before the segment is over. Years ago, I worked at an internet support center. We were testing microwave internet. Basically, we were going from...
That's not like microwave macaroni and cheese.
No. We had a little satellite dish that shot microwaves across the river from where the zoo is to the top of the AT&T building. Well, one day it stopped working, and we couldn't figure out why. So we went out onto the roof to see what was going on. A bird had perched there. It had been cooked. There was a crispity, crunchity, peanut buttery. It was a bird.
Chicken good.
Yeah, we had fried chicken that interrupted our internet connection. I'm just saying. Okay, that is all for the second segment of That Computer Show, broadcasting live from thatcomputershow.net. We'll be back after the break with more news of the normal, weird, and wild, including fried chicken. So stay tuned and sit tight. That Computer Show will be right back.
Too hard, you ate too much, the cheesecake made you greedy. Let your aching head and stomach hear this message from old Speedy. Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Ah, those Speedy Alka-Seltzer bubbles burst into action to relieve your upset stomach and aching head fast. It's only as directed. Oh, what a relief.
Mr. T, and this is my Night Elf Mohawk.
Cut, T, there's no such thing as a Night Elf Mohawk.
Shut up, fool! Like I was saying, my Mohawk storms through mighty forests on his frost saber. My Mohawk...
T, it's a warrior, not a Mohawk.
Well, maybe Mr. T hacked the game and created a Mohawk class. Maybe Mr. T is pretty handy with computers. Had that occurred to you, Mr. Condescending Director? I'm Mr. T, and I'm a Night Elf Mohawk. What's your game?
World of Warcraft. Try it for free at Warcraft.com.
Rated T for teen.
Junior, now that you're selling yourself for a buck, you're going to meet a lot of girls.
What?
When a whopper loves a woman, they... Here, take this.
What's this?
It's an extra napkin. Put it in your wallet.
Yeah, thanks, Dr. Love.
Don't mention it.
Whopper Junior for a buck. Bringing some attitude to the PK value menu.
J.D. Falcon. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O pudding.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O duck. The Elka pudding just so real.
Have you heard about Valpak.com? It's the online version of the famous Valpak Blue Envelope with even more great offers. At Valpak.com, you could find savings for your home, coupons for eating out,
table for two,
or maybe even discounts on gardening services. To discover today's savings for yourself, just log on to www.valpak.com. Enter your zip code and start browsing our online coupons. So, how does that sound? Valpak.com. There are more savings online for you.
We're going to do it. Yeah.
$5 foot long.
That's not, no, it's five. $5 foot. Right, no, and it's $5 foot long. It's three.
It's a 5-second commercial.
Is he directing this now?
I was doing it right, wasn't I?
Everyone's loving the Subway famous $5 footlongs, and there's so many to try, like the Oh My Meatball Marinara or the Temp Delicious Spicy Italian. $5 footlongs, all day, every day.
$5 foot long.
Kinds of kids eat Armor hot dogs.
Fat kids, skinny kids who climb on rocks. Soft kids, fizzy kids.
Even kids with chicken pox love hot dogs.
Armor hot dogs.
The dog kids love to bite. Picking it up on the old banjo, put on the mustard and away we go.
The Onion Radio News. Ritalin gummies are unveiled. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Calling it a fun and delicious new way to combat attention deficit disorder, Ritalin manufacturer Novartis introduced Ritalin gummies today. Novartis Director of Product Development, Charles Bentley.
Controlling your kids' wandering attention spans and erratic impulsive behavior just got yummier. In five fruity flavors, Ritalin gummies will soon be available at pharmacies and candy counters everywhere.
If the product is successful, Novartis rival Eli Lilly says it will move forward with a tart, sugary antidepressant, tentatively called Paxil Sticks. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it.
All right, we are back with the third and final segment of this week's That Computer Show. It's almost over, folks. You can get on with your lives after this. But before you do, I am going to tell you about a game that I am so excited about.
Cellcraft. It's a nifty game that teaches you cellular biology. You start with a simple cell moving around a petri dish to collect the resources it needs to grow. More complex.
Not the game I was going to talk about. It's effing science. That does sound pretty cool. I'm interested in this. But what I am talking about is
science
what happens.
Science is hard.
What I'm talking about is what happens after those cells develop into a life form on another planet.
Oops.
Alien swarm. Now, this is pretty cool stuff. Alien swarm, it's a game and source software development kit release from a group of talented designers at Valve. They were hired from the mod community. The game is going to be available free of charge. The game thrusts players into an epic bug hunt featuring a unique blend of co-op play and squad-level tactics. With your friends, form a squad of four distinct marine classes. Imagine Aliens plus Smash TV plus Left 4 Dead.
Oh, man.
And it's going to be free. 64 Steam achievements. Tactical four-player co-op action, top-down. There's a third-person camera, depth of field, improved dynamic shadows. Persistent items by leveling.
Four-player co-op.
What is that? What are you highlighting? Tile-based map generation tool? Yeah, yeah. The game comes with its own software development kit so that you can make your own maps. We could make a That Computer Store level. We could make an Irmo level. Whatever. Single-player, multiplayer co-op. God, it's going to be so awesome. Yes, this is going on the stations. Because I know I'm going to get the question. Yes, it's going on That Computer Store's game stations. Don't worry. Yes.
Oh, it looks like so much fun.
Yeah, it really does.
And it could be the mana. No, it's the...
No, it's not the mana. Okay.
But it certainly makes it more fun.
It probably does. We talked about... We've busted on the iPhone and the Droid and all of these. Now, Amazon has the Kindle. Barnes & Noble has the Nook, which is their ebook reader.
We saw it at Buy More the other day, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they did. They had the Nook at Buy More. Target has the Kindle now. Now, Barnes & Noble has done something interesting. They've actually released their code to other manufacturers. Pan Digital, which is a company known for making semi-crappy technology devices at cheap prices, they made an ebook reader called the Novel, which is a novel concept. It's cheap. It's $169 at Bed Bath & Beyond. If you got the 20% off coupon, it's only like $130. And it has a $20 rebate. I found out why. We went and bought one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it runs Android, which is very exciting. It has a memory card slot, so you can upgrade the memory. You can surf the web. You can do Facebook. You can watch videos and all these things. It looks really cool. It actually physically looks really cool. And then you turn it on. First thing we did is we hacked the thing and put Android, an unlocked version of Android 2 so we could get all of the functionality because it's locked down. You can't get to the marketplace. You can't add apps. It only has the Barnes & Noble ebook reader software. Kind of sucks. I was really hoping to put the Kindle app on this thing so that I could connect to both Kindle books and, Barnes & Noble books. It makes perfect sense. It crashes every couple of minutes on the hacked ROM.
Yeah.
And that's
a lot of people complaining about stability issues. Yeah. And the fact that it's just dog slow.
And it is. That's the problem. We put it back because I'm sitting here thinking, okay, we did hack this thing. Of course, it's going to be a little wonky. So we set it back to factory defaults. And just like it came out of the box, and it crashed five or six times. The touchscreen is not very responsive.
It's not using a capacitive touchscreen.
No, it's resistive. Yeah, and it resists all efforts for me to like it. I tried really hard. Mm. It's slow. It's unstable. The wireless gets dropped constantly. It does have built-in wireless, but it's unreliable. The keyboard is crappy.
Are we going to take it back?
I've already taken it back.
Oh, good.
And I told the ladies because I told them I was like, we're going to review this, and I told them I was like, look, I can't even keep this. I'm not even going to really review it because it is a piece. I'm sorry, ladies. It is a piece. It's not their fault.
If you're going to release a Android-powered tablet, even as an e-reader, give it some horsepower. It needs to actually run this stuff.
That's the point. It has to be smooth. It has to be usable.
The processor was a potato chip.
Yeah, it ran at 2.
Yeah,
Not 2 megahertz, just 2.
Just 2.
It didn't even get them. No, 2.
It's like 1 plus 1. And it's like, memory limit. So.
Yeah. In unrelated Android news, how would you like to make your Android phone invisible?
Where is my Android phone? I can't find it.
Okay, I'm looking at device.com. This out.
I don't think I would like it to be invisible. I have a hard enough time keeping track of my phone.
You know what this is for? This is for people who text and drive.
I hate those people.
I do too. But this is actually a really cool app.
I take pictures of those people with my phone.
While you're driving.
And post it on my Facebook page.
While driving. If you've got a Samsung Galaxy S, there's a custom Android app by Samsung called Rode SMS. Basically, the app uses the camera on the back of the phone to turn the background of the screen and keyboard into an image of what's in front of you so that you can hold the phone up in front of you and look at the keyboard while still seeing what's in front of you. That's awesome. The only downside is the only downside, this will prevent you from ever running into a pretty girl on the street who is also texting while walking. That whole, you know, you hit and the phones get destroyed and she's really beautiful and whatever.
I found the most addictive app on my phone, though.
What's the most addictive app?
The FML app.
Oh, gosh. I will not install FML. F my life. No, ma'am. Not on my phone.
Yeah, it's hard to put down. Poor schmuck.
Oh gosh, that was Eric's post was okay. So we've lost
your
Chris.
Finger out of there. You don't know where that finger's been.
What? Did you know StarCraft II has $100 million price tag?
What?
It cost 10 years and took $100 million of time. I just heard you laugh out in the store. That was kind of weird. StarCraft 2 hits the store July 27th.
What? Awesome.
Wait a minute. Everybody at the store has asked for that day off.
July 27th. Actually, I have something to do on that day, too.
What's odd is that I'm going to give all of those people the day off, and you can't come into the store, and we're having a StarCraft 2 tournament that day. Suckers. So, the Wall Street Journal put StarCraft II's development costs above the $100 million mark. Although Activision Blizzard boss Bobby Kotick says the investment will eventually bring in between $500 and $1 billion for the publisher in profit.
Whoa.
Wow. $60 retail price in the States with 2 more expansions in the works. Yeah, they're going to make bank. They are going to make bank. Those little zergling dollar bills are just going to rush in.
Let's see, the thing about the expansions is it's the single player expansion, not multiplayer.
Yes, correct.
The full multiplayer games comes with the release.
Which I think is wise.
Yeah, but it only comes with the Terran campaign.
Yeah. So you get to play the Terran. So most people play StarCraft for the multiplayer.
Yep.
I played it for the single player. So I'm going to have to buy all 3, which does kind of suck. Yeah. You can download StarCraft 2 now. You just can't play it, according to Kotaku.com. I'm excited. We're going to have a party. Hey, you remember that game Ion?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it. We were all excited about it. Chris wasn't because of the weird animations, the emotes. But
Slash cheer, anyone?
Yeah, it is dumb. Apparently, most of the world agreed with you because there's only like 15 people that play it. But the Alicia and the Asmodee, whatever, they're going to take battle to the Balor this September when NCSoft releases the first major free expansion to the massively multiplayer online role-playing game, Assault on Baloria. Is the full name of their 2.0 update.
It looks really cool.
It does look really cool. And they are doing what Blizzard said that they were going to do originally. You remember when World of Warcraft came out, they said they were never going to charge for an expansion.
Mm-hmm.
It's they said it. I heard them with my own 2 ears. And they lied. But Ion is going to release the basically 2.0 update. 5 new levels.
Are people still playing that game?
Ion? I think so.
Yeah.
Apparently,
it looks like they're
doing
a combat upgrade to it too. The combat looks like it's real time.
New and updated instances and zones, new weapons, and functional in-game pets. Oh, okay, really? You can have like a panda or something. I don't know. The screenshots look really great. I'm still not going to play it though. I don't know. This is the first comment. I waited for this game. I played it, then tossed it to Crapper, and only because of the heavy grind it got after level 20. Now, granted, the guy's English is terrible, but he's got a point. The game was really fun for the first 5 or 6 levels. And then it's just like, really? Yeah. So, yeah. Now, what else do we have? Oh, gosh. Alien Swarm. I want to play this game so bad. It's it was originally an Unreal Tournament mod. And now it's just going to own your face.
When's it come out? 2 days?
19th? Yeah, the 19th. Two days.
StarCraft is 10 days.
And in anti-droid X news, Unrevoked 3, this is on Lifehacker, Unrevoked 3 painlessly roots the Droid Incredible and other HTC Android phones. It is a free download that roots the Droid Incredible and a handful of other HTC devices with only a few clicks. It takes all of the guesswork out of rooting your phone. Now, why would you want to root your phone?
Well, I mean, because you can. Well, I mean, say you have an HTC phone.
There are some apps.
And you don't like the HTC Sense UI. I don't know why you would not like it, because it's beautiful.
They do complain that it slows your phone down a little bit.
It does, a little bit, but it's really pretty. So you can get rid of it. You can uninstall it. Now, I would like to uninstall the Sprint navigation app off my phone, because it's pointless.
What about the NFL thing and the NASCAR thing?
Why?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Those apps will never, ever, ever get used on my phone.
Never.
And I really almost should have uninstalled the Sprint TV the first go-round, because it just did not work.
It works pretty good on my phone, but I don't ever use it.
It works now, but remember when we first got our phones, you push the button and it would scream and go, oh, you're about to watch some really cool TV on... Please wait. Please wait. And it would do nothing. So, but I digress. I've been sitting here while you were talking, and I was watching a balloon accelerator.
A balloon accelerator? It makes balloons go fast?
The Dyson. Have you seen the Dyson accelerator fan?
Yeah, it's kind of dumb.
Yeah,
it's like, what, $5,000? No, it's a couple hundred dollars for a
$450 bucks or so. I saw them on sale at Bed Bath & Beyond the other day for like $300.
Yeah, they have like the wimpy version. It's coin operated or something. Okay, you ever play a Nintendo DS?
I want to link you this. It's a video of somebody using several of these to accelerate a balloon through them like a particle accelerator.
Like a particle accelerator?
Exactly. Okay. Except the balloons don't scream.
Yeah.
They do. You pop them.
Nintendo DS. I told you about this. You got real excited. You like the Nintendo DS, right, Leviticus? You don't shake your head. Yeah, yes, I do, sir. Yes, good.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Okay, so apparently there is, I don't know how to spell it. It's the Dismoomy.
Pardon you?
I don't know how to... The Dismoomy.
Do what?
The Dismoomy.
Does this have anything to do with the 3DS?
No.
Oh.
The Dismoomy is a feature-packed Nintendo DS emulator capable of playing ROMs and homebrew software. excuse me. It emulates all the functionality of the DS, including buttons, touchscreen, even Wi-Fi.
Now, is this free?
It is freeware and available for Windows and Mac.
Cool.
There are a number of Nintendo DS homebrew games that you can download. I'm going to put the link. It's on Lifehacker. I'd like to play this, man. Put this on my netbook, and it'll be all like, I'm playing the DS. Yeah.
Put it on your tablet, touchscreen.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're gonna link to that if you like the Nintendo DS. But, ladies and gentlemen, don't pirate games. Piracy is bad, okay?
Okay.
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 Although, there's also another Lifehacker article on how to hack your Nintendo DS to back up all of your games and put them on the single cartridge, which I think is actually illegal, but cool.
I want a 3DS.
I don't know if I want a 3DS or not.
Nintendo 64 games.
Yeah, I want to play the new Kid Icarus game. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
So
I'm just waiting for the show to be over so I can play some Alien Swarm.
I know. It's not out yet, but I want to check our cafe accounts to see if maybe it came out early, because they've done that a few times.
We only have one finger left.
We have one finger left. How about a 33-foot-tall bootleg Optimus Prime? Have you seen this, Chris?
Roll out.
No, I haven't.
Okay. Here's a link. I'm going to send Kyle a link to... Send the link. Touch it. Bring it. Swing it. Wow. Okay. It is 33 feet tall and weighs 6 tons.
It looks more awesome than the thing that was in the movie.
It does. It's an Optimus Prime replica in Beijing, China's Olympic Park. It is composed of junk car parts and various bits of scrap metal. It's an unofficial knockoff that it just looks like Prime, dude. It really looks like Prime. Wow. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that is all for this week's show. Our time is at an end. We'll be back next week with more of That Computer Show Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hit us up during the week at thatcomputershow.net to get downloads, blog posts, past episodes, and more. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at TCS Joe.
Alien swarm in 2 days.
Alien swarm in 2 days. It's so going on the cafe. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, until next week, this is Steven.
And this is Chris.
And you've been listening to That Computer Show. Thank you.